Afghans are going to pick their future president on April 2014. Many of them believe it would be a new chapter in the history of their country. However, they are already facing a big challenge, and that is growing insecurity.
These are the representatives of different political and social activists. They gathered here to raise their voice and, of course, to warn the Afghan government regarding the rise of insecurity across the country and its bitter impacts on presidential and provincial councils elections. Providing security for polling stations is their most important demand.
The government should hold free and fair elections, but since unrest is on the rise across the country, most of the polling stations are facing serious threats, so it's too hard to expect a clean poll.
Because of cruel behavior of the Taliban fighters with Afghan voters during the past elections, analysts believe that if the Afghan government does not guarantee the safety of voters, then Afghans would not appear at polling stations.
The Taliban has warned the local people not to participate in the coming election, but if the government adopts better security measures, then there will be, of course, a big turnout. Otherwise, a very low turnout should be expected.
Based on statistics from 6,845 planned polling centers for the elections, 3,435 facing no security threat, 947 low, 1,047 mid-level, and 1,135 at high risk. In such circumstances, tens of thousands of the Afghan people would not be able to vote as they are facing security threats coming from the Taliban. As a result, the government would easily lose its legacy in the eyes of the people. Amin Alimi, Press TV, Kabul.